person at risk takes a pill every day, faithfully, and should continue to practice safe sex, use condoms, and avoid risky, particularly risky behaviors, because aside from the fact that Truvada isn't 100% effective, there are plenty of other nasty things that people can get from sexual contact and dirty needles like hepatitis C. But if you take this pill every day, then your chance of getting HIV is significantly reduced. And how much it's reduced really depended on study to study and the population involved. So some of these studies were just done where the participants were all men who had sex with men. And the other big study was done among heterosexual couples in Africa.
Is the pill actually available to the public right now?
Well, the drug's been on the market, as you mentioned, since 2004. So, yes, physicians can write a prescription for this right now. The rules of the United States are once a drug is approved by the FDA, you can use it for what's called off-label uses, so something that wasn't part of the original approval but has evidence that it works. I think the major rub in trying to do this is that this drug is quite expensive. It costs easily $13,000 a year.
And it's not only expensive, but it brings its own risks, correct? What are the risks?
Like all medications, even the stuff you could take over the counter, like an aspirin, there are, of course, risks. And the primary risks that we saw in the studies were nausea and other stomach kind of upsets. That was primarily in the first few months. It also caused, in the study of men who have sex with men, it caused over a year and a half decreased bone mineral density. And there was a trend toward people's kidneys working less well. So the other key things for PrEP are not only to take the pill faithfully, because that's the only way it works, continue to use condoms and practice safe sex, but before you start it, you absolutely need to have a negative HIV test. Because we know that two drugs are not adequate to treat HIV, and if you already have HIV, then getting only two drugs would be a tragedy. And you need to be monitored at intervals for your kidney function, for your bone mineral density, and to see if you've picked up HIV without having any symptoms. So it's not just take a pill and forget it. It's take a pill and do all these other things and, be monitored by a knowledgeable healthcare provider.
What will this mean for HIV treatment and prevention?
Well, it doesn't affect HIV treatment at all because, the people already have HIV. They need to take three drugs a day, not two. We are hoping that this, along with widespread acceptance and compliance with therapy for people already infected, will really decrease the number of people acquiring HIV every year. 50,000 is really a big number.
Dr. Judith Feinberg, thank you so much for spending time with us and talking about this very important topic, this new drug, Truvada, which has been newly approved to help prevent HIV infection. Thank you, Dr. Feinberg.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.